As we near the end of the summer, kids are returning from camp. Last Friday, for instance, children in Oconomowoc reunited with their families. These young people are used to being separated from parents because their mothers, fathers, or both are in the military. We visited the Easter Seals Camp Yellow Ribbon for Wisconsin children of military families. We talked to the kids about what it's like to belong to a military family. We spoke with 11-year-old Kaylin Danick, 12-year-old Ryan Morenzik, 11-year-old Jasmine Johnson, and 9-year-old Elise Texidor.
When my mom goes to practice, I always feel kind of scared because, like, what if they're using real guns and what if they accidentally move it and it shoots her? Like, you know, it's very dangerous with the guns and stuff. And I've never told my friends really about my parents because they're not military kids. And that's what my life is about.
With my dad, he went overseas when I was in maybe second grade. I mean, he almost got deployed, but he got out of it, and I was really happy because, like, when I was younger, you really don't notice that he's the absence of your parent. But now that you're older, you know what could happen, and everything becomes, like, 10 times as scary.
Both of my parents are in the military. My dad was in the Navy for about 9 years, and my mom's in the Army since 2007, and my mom is away right now. She's at a training for 7 weeks, and she just left, like, last Friday, so.
And then does she go overseas after the training?
No, she's going to be deployed next year.
When dad's not home, it's really hard because, you know, like, a dad is the one who takes you out to the movies and helps you ride your bike, and everybody needs a dad. And when he goes, I have this picture that I hold on to, like, at night. It's me and my dad at Disney World. It's, like, when I was 4, and we are sitting together by a waterfall. When my dad goes away, I feel like there's something missing inside my heart, but I always know that he's okay, but something could happen to him.
When my mom goes, like, to basic training and stuff, I feel alone, but I also know that she's helping other people, and I know that she's trying to fight for our country and try to do the best she can for everyone to have a good opportunity and for everyone to have a good life. So I think that it's a good thing for my mom and for all of our other parents to do what they can do for everyone else in the world, and they can try and try, and we just have to hope that they don't get hurt.
And I really think it's, like, a great thing for all of us to come together and talk about what we're feeling when our parents leave, because I think it helps us, like, be more calm about it, and we can know, like, we have people that we can talk to while we're here, and we also get numbers and exchange emails and Facebook and stuff, so we all, like, can talk to each other whenever, and we can tell each other, like, how we feel if we really need someone to really lean on.
For me, it was my first year here, and I really didn't know what to expect, but I was kind of glad that, because I had more people to, like, comfort me, because I know that now there's, like, a lot more kids than I ever thought, that, like, even just from, like, here to Madison, that have parents in the military.
Yeah, we also did this thing where, like, these little books, yeah, the journals, you could tell about how your military parents or your military parent, what do you think about them, and, like, the bad side of what you don't like about what they're doing and what you do like about what they're doing. And I wrote a lot of things, like, I like what they're doing because she's, like, helping people and serving our country. And the other thing is that I really don't like how, like, you know, it's kind of scary for me.